Welcome to the Josie Show with artists from all over the world. You got Tina and Alan and Tina the Squirrel. It's Josie Pasantino, the teenage girl. All right, this is Tim Garman, singer-songwriter.
It's time again for the Josie Show. I'm Alan Firestone with Tina Pasantino. And now, because the light bulb burnt out in her Easy Bake Oven and she can't make those little cupcakes, so here she is, Josie Pasantino.
I used to have one of those. I wonder where that is. It doesn't work anymore. So hi, everyone. Welcome to the Josie Show. We're so glad you're joining us tonight. Hope you guys had a great week. We have an awesome show for you guys. So let me tell you what we will do in the next couple of hours or so. We got a lot of fun stuff planned. Tonight, I have two amazing guests joining me, singer-songwriters Tammy Carlisle and Johnny Branham. So it's going to be a really great show with these two awesome, awesome people, awesome artists. You'll get to hear our fun chats, some awesome music. So remember, we're live, so anything can happen. I have to say that little disclaimer because when we're live, things happen. Me forgetting to take myself off mute. I mean, you know, little things like that, which is why we love our live shows. So if you remember, we put out a call to any songwriters to create a song that shows country is countrywide, and that's not all, you know, country girls, you know, come splashing out of the Georgia waters. I mean, there's some country girls in Chicago. I mean, come on, me and my mom. Well, Tim Garman is the first songwriter to create a song called Chicago Country Girl. And so we'll have the worldwide debut of his song tonight on the show. So stay tuned for that. That's going to be an awesome treat. We're gonna have that. So remember, after our show airs live each Friday night, it is rebroadcasted during the week on Wednesdays at Fishing Country Now and Cowgirl Divas Radio at www.fcnr.net. In the afternoon spotlight at 1 p.m. Eastern. Also, our archives or visit, you know, our networks tab on our site, josieshow.com, to find out more about how you could hear all the past episodes of the Josie Show and all of that exciting, exciting stuff. We have, you know, things from, we have episodes from when I was 14 to all the way to the most recent. So it's going to be awesome. Check it out. So now I want to just welcome my first guest here. I want to just get started, okay? We have a busy day, so I want to get cracking. So everyone, please welcome my first guest, the wonderful Tammy Carlisle, to the show. Yeah.
Hi. Nice to meet you, Josie. First off, I'd like to say hi to all my fans, my friends, my family, and to all the Live 365 listeners out there.
Yeah, hi. I am beyond excited to get the chance to finally chat with you.
Oh, I know, definitely. It's so good to hear you and get to talk to you finally on here.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I am excited, you know, to get to know you a little bit better. I know that you grew up in a musical family, and that's probably how you got your start. But could you tell us a little bit about that? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. My mom's mom and dad, my grandparents on that side, grandma and all of her brothers and sisters played and had a little band. And then my dad's mom, all of their family, the Vondrans and the Nelsons, all played and sang, and they still do to this day. And it just kind of got handed down through the family. And when I was about 6, my grandma and grandpa, my mom's mom and dad, got me hooked on Bob Wills, the king of Western swing. And it just kind of snowballed from there.
Yes. I love it. I love it. Well, what's your earliest memory of making music yourself? I mean, you know, professionally or in front of, you know, a real crowd. What was your earliest memory? Do you recall?
It was in the early 90s. I think I was all of about 19 years old, and I was at a John Conley concert, and I told him I was brave enough. I'd get up there and sing Rose-Colored Glasses for his rose-colored glasses. And sure enough, he let me up there, and I got to sing Rose-Colored Glasses on stage when I was 19. That is my very first memory of singing on stage, you know, in front of a big crowd.
Wow. How was that for you? Were you nervous, or did you just, you know, go up there? I mean, what happened? I would have been shaking in my boots.
He got me up there, and I started singing a little, and he just kind of backed off the mic, and he let me take it over, and I just let it go. I wasn't nervous anymore. I owned the stage.
You just did it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And who would you say are your biggest musical influences? Can you tell us, you know, who do you listen to on repeat?
Well, that'd be Bob Wills and the Wilburn Brothers and Porter Wagner, Dottie West, Patsy Cline, Skeeter Davis, you know, Jim and Jesse McReynolds. You know, I listen to a little bit of everything from country to bluegrass to, you know, old rock and roll and stuff. And that's, you know, what I grew up on. And definitely my favorite of all time, and you did a show for, Mr. Ray Price.
Yes.
Which I hope he's listening tonight.
Yeah, he's always a favorite. Let's just say that.
Oh, definitely.
He is. He's always a favorite. Great list you got there.
Oh, yeah.
Powerful. So I want to talk a little bit about your music, because we're fans here of yours. And you have some amazing, amazing music that we get to play a little bit later here. But first, tell us a little bit about some of the music you currently have out right now for people to check out and purchase and all that cool stuff.
Okay. Well, they can go to the link that is on your thejustyshow.com, which is the Reverb Nation, and it'll take them straight to my profile on Reverb Nation, and they can play any of the songs on there, which the title song to my newest CD is The Cowgirl in Me, which was written by Becky Hobbs out of Nashville. And also a couple other good ones on there, which are Wide Rolling Plains, which is a yodel on there. And then A Bible in a Six-Pack was written by Becky. And Ain't Had a Rockin' Ages, which is a fooler. They'll have to listen to that to understand what I'm talking about. And for them to purchase the CDs, it says on there that they can write us at my husband's email address, which is whitewolftexas@gmail.com, and we'll ship them all over the world.
Wow, nice. whitewolftexas@gmail.com. I got that right?
Yes.
Ooh, awesome. First try. Check that out. Awesome. So everyone, please, please do that if you want the CD and all that fun stuff. It's very, very easy. And so as you mentioned, we're actually about to play Wide Rolling Plains in just a moment.
Uh-huh.
But speaking about yodeling here, before we play that, I understand that you love, love, love to yodel. And I love, love, love to listen to yodeling. Kind of have in mind to listen to yodeling. Can't do it, but I love hearing it. So can you tell us about how yodeling started for you? Because, you know, it's not something that you really can learn, you know, at singing lessons and stuff like that. You got to learn it in a special way. How do you learn?
Well, Riders in the Sky, which they were so wonderful to let me yodel on stage with them 3 years ago in Linden at one of their shows. Mm-hmm. I listened to them when I was little and watched their show that they had on TV. And I've just been fascinated with it since then. And I had a CD which had Wide Rolling Plains on it. And I had picked up a little of it. And my husband heard me one afternoon in the bedroom listening to it and kind of singing along with it. He says, keep working with it. You need to learn to do that. And within about 2 weeks, I had it down. And I've been yodeling ever since. And, you know, I know people, not a lot of people still do that anymore.
Well, tell me about it. I want to hear it. But it's really hard to find some yodelers. You know what I mean? So I take what I see. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I am very excited to hear this song, Wide Rolling Plains. So I want to just get started. Let's play this right now, and we'll be right back, okay?
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you. Wide Rolling Plains by Jamie Carlisle. We'll be right back with her in just a moment.
I want to ride, ride, and yodel while I'm riding on those wide. Me on those wide rolling plains. Let the world go by neath the sunny sky where it never, never rains. And settle down, down to
love that. That was Wide Rolling Plains by Tammy Carlisle. We're back with her right now. And so I absolutely love that. And the yodeling just made it, like, whew, I loved it.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, anytime, anytime. I know people are going to, you know, be wondering where they can find you and chat with you because they're listening to your songs right now and just, you know, mm-hmm. in love, just like I am. So can you please give us, you know, social networking sites, you know, the best place to contact you and just chat with you and all that?
Well, they can get a hold of me on Reverb Nation and leave messages, or I am on Facebook. It's Tammy Carlisle. And there will be a picture of me holding a pistol like I'm blowing on it, and it'll say Country Diva is my nickname. So they can always go there and ask to be a friend, and I'll try to chat with them that way. You know, I'm always happy to make new friends and new fans. And I hope anybody that can hear me out there tonight, please go listen to my Reverb Nation page, and please become a fan. We'd love to have you. Definitely
awesome.
Love to have you as a new fan. The more fans, the merrier.
Exactly. That's what I say. And I'm going to be posting your link after the show, your Reverb Nation and your Facebook and all that fun stuff
mm-hmm.
so people can easily just click it and just start chatting with you. We
yeah.
make it easy. Yeah. Easy. Mm-hmm.
Oh, Chelsea, I have to ask you.
Oh,
when
yeah.
did I get to come to Illinois and go wiener dog tipping?
You know what? We need you to come to Illinois. I was actually just going to ask that when you are going to be coming to Illinois because I need to meet you ASAP, okay?
Oh, I know. Your mom has already made arrangements that when y'all come to Texas, we're going to do a show live, a live broadcast from my hot tub in Dangerfield, Texas.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We can just have a big get-together in my backyard. I've got over an acre and a half of backyard, and we can throw us one big old wing ding, honey.
Oh, my gosh. That is
definitely.
Like, that's heaven.
And we can broadcast live. We've got the phone on and everything. All you got to do is plug up and let's rock and roll.
Okay, that is, yes. My mom is actually giving me the thumbs up. So I'm assuming that is we are going to do it. So I'm so excited.
Oh, yes. And I'm so glad I could find the Winnie Dog poster for you.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. I love my Winnie Dogs.
Oh, he's so cute, though.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's exciting. I can't wait. I can't wait to go to Texas. I'm telling you, we're going to have so much fun. I'm going to bring my camera.
You have to come down and have fun.
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you. You are loved by many because, I mean, I could tell. I mean, you are so much fun and so sweet and so awesome. And, I mean, it's crazy. You are just incredible, incredible. And there were so many, you know, people that were excited that, you know, I was going to have you on the show. And people actually sent
mm-hmm.
messages here for you that we would like to play. Yeah, I am beyond excited. This is going to be so
wow.
exciting.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I meant to ask you.
Yeah.
Girl, I've had a busy day, that's for sure. And
mm-hmm.
I actually got to meet the guy from Rattlesnake Republic that hunts the rattlesnakes, mm-hmm. Jackie Bibby. We did a show with him today, so that was fun also.
Wow.
That must be fun.
That must have been fun.
You'll have to get on my Facebook page for all
yeah.
the fans and listeners out there. Yes, I held a rattlesnake by its rattles in my mouth.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
And the pictures will be on Facebook tomorrow.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I would have said that's a Facebook picture. That's wow.
Yeah.
That is.
I actually got to do it. So, but oh, my God. Thank you so much for having me on the show. This is so much fun.
Oh, thank you so much. This is so, so much fun. And, you know, I'm looking forward to that Facebook picture, let me tell you. Oh, my God. That's going to be so, so awesome. But, yeah, I mean, I want to just play these because you are loved. You have a couple messages here that were sent to us, you know, left here at the station. So I just want to, you know, play
mm-hmm.
them for you. And
sure.
you're going to love them. So, yeah. So
okay.
let's just play them. And here we go.
All right. Then.
Hey, this is Ranger Doug calling the Josie Show. Wishing Tammy a very happy birthday. I'm so sorry I can't call during the show. We'll be on stage at the Grand Ole Opry at the very same time you're playing your show. However, thinking about you, love you girls, wish you the very best, and happy birthday. See you on down the trail, and remember, O-D-E.
love my voice so much. They are the best.
Oh, that is so,
I am about
so
to laugh out.
Oh, my God. I know. Me, too. The yodeling at the end. I'm like, oh, this is Joe. This is my dream. I'm telling
Josie,
you, I had a dream about that's awesome.
Do you know, there is a Loretta Lynn song that makes me think of you when I sing it. And do you know what
really?
Song that is?
No.
See if I get this right. I'll sing just a little bit of it. It's a song that she did back in the late 60s, early 70s. It says, if you're looking at me, you're looking at country.
I love it.
And that makes me think of you. You're looking at country.
Oh, that's so sweet. That is so, so cool. Well, I like it. I love it. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, thank you.
I am having a blast, and that was so awesome. Thank you so much for calling in, you know, leaving that message so we could play it on air. And there's another one.
Oh, yes.
I just got to
All play. Right.
All right. Here we go.
Hey, Tammy. This is Tammy Rugg, and I am calling you to tell you a big congratulations on your CD. And to tell you thank you for everything that you've said. It's so wonderful about my dad, Hal Rugg. I'm so glad he could be such an influence on you and your music, and that Johnny could play his on your CD and the cuts that they're on, and all the other wonderful players that have been played through Johnny on your CD. I know this is going to be a big hit for you. I'm proud of you. I'm glad to call you my friend. Big congratulations, and I can't wait to talk to you and see you again. Bye, girl.
Aw, that's another
sweet. Tammy, she is the sweetest, Tammy, if you can hear me, which I know she's in mass right now. God bless her. I love her to death, and she's got the
mm-hmm.
sweetest little grandson. But her
mm-hmm.
daddy was Hal Rugg, who played for the Wilburn Brothers and lots of other folks. And Johnny
mm-hmm.
Cox agreed for me to be the first person he played that steel for and the first album it was played on after he got it from her and got Shorter Legs and Rods on it. So Hal's steel is on my album on four of the songs. And, in fact, it was on Wide Rolling Plains, and I was
mm-hmm.
so touched that he would play it for me. So many great people, not only Hal, but, you know, you can hear Johnny style and Hal style and, you know, Jerry Bird and Pete Drake and all the others that have gone before. You could hear it come out in the music that day, and it was just wonderful.
Oh, that is so wonderful. Oh, that's so cool that she got the chance to, you know, leave us that message since she wasn't she wasn't able to be here. So that's
I know.
So cool. Mm-hmm,
it was
mm-hmm.
just thank you so much, Sammy.
Awesome. And you're actually getting happy birthday messages in the chat room here. I'm going to bring on my producer, Tina. Of course, you know her.
Okay.
Yes, I'm going to bring her on. Happy birthday!
Thank you.
You're welcome. So there's some great people in the chat room here that I'm sure are here to say hello to you. We've got, let me go down the list here. I don't want to miss anybody, but we have Tim Garman says, Tammy, I used to live at Huge Springs, 15 miles from there. So that's cool.
I know who you're talking about. I know him.
Yeah. And Peter
hey,
G says happy birthday, Tammy. And Eric V says happy birthday. And Tim Garman says happy birthday.
Everyone says happy birthday.
And we got a Rig ZY in the chat room, too. And Homie Baker. We've got all kinds of people in the chat room for you here. So they want to wish you a happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you so much, everybody. This is just, you know, a dream come true for me. And thank you for all the birthday wishes. And, you know, I hope to make new fans. As I said once before, go over, give a listen to all my songs on Reverb Nation and become a fan. I want to go way out there and be number one.
Yeah, absolutely. I want you to. I want you to be on there too. And you know what? I think you are beyond amazing. And I know everyone just adores you. And I am a big fan now. I'm just saying. I mean, I was a fan, but now I'm a big fan because you are just so sweet.
Well, Jesse, you're bound amazing yourself. I mean, look at all you've done from the time you're 14 and you're now 18. And I mean,
mm-hmm.
you're living the life, and you're doing what your dreams tell you to do. You're not letting anybody stop you either, and that's what matters. Go out, have fun, and dare to dream that dream and chase it. And that's what I'm doing.
I am.
That's what I'm doing. I love meeting people. I love being around people, and I love to make people smile and laugh. And, you know, I'm getting out there and chasing that dream and making it work.
As you should, and you are doing amazing, amazing things. And, oh, Peter G says, left you a birthday post on your Facebook timeline, Tammy. Awesome.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Oh,
perfect.
And can I say hello to Leanne Baker, Linda Bowe, Jennifer in Alabama. I can't think of her married last name now. She'll kill me. Sarah Wilson Jones, Chapel Nicole, and all my girls that are a part of my fan cluck. We're not quite a clique, and we're not quite a club, so we're a fan cluck.
Yes, I like
love
it.
Love you girls.
I like it, I like it. Awesome. Hi, everyone. We must have had a last minute.
Yes, we actually had another message get texted in, actually. So I want to go ahead and read that really quick before we get to the rest of your music and your interview. The text came in and it says, "Wow, Josie, this girl can really sing. Tammy is fantastic. From Sanford. I'm going to order a CD right now." There you go.
All right. Go ahead.
Nice. There you go. See?
Yeah, this is, oh my God, y'all are the best. And honey, I love your song that you've got online that I've listened to, Teenage Girl. It's wonderful. I love it. And girl, I'm one of your fans also. So.
Oh, thank you, so much. And I mean, you are just awesome. And there's so many other, great, great things I want to bring up here while we still have you. And you, you're just such a fun person here, so I'm just going to get to some fun questions here.
Cool.
So first one, because you're a fun person, I got to ask, what are some things that you like to do for fun, some hobbies when you're not working on your music?
We love for it to rain, real good rain, 2 or 3 days, and then our four-wheelers are set up and snorkeled, and we love to go down and go muddy. There's nothing better than getting seat deep in the water and the mud on your four-wheeler and just coming home covered in it. I mean, who needs a day at the spa and pay that kind of money when I go down to the ore mines and do the same thing?
Exactly.
I get mine down for free. I mean, you come home walking off and you get the same mud pack.
Exactly. And it's probably more natural anyway.
Yeah, I love to go four-wheeling. I love to play my guitar, anytime. And I love to hang out, with friends and family and sing karaoke on Friday nights.
Exactly.
So, we have a lot of fun. Oh, and my other favorite hobby is listening to The Jesse Show.
Woo! See, that's my favorite
hobby. I love to listen to The Jesse Show.
That's a good hobby.
Oh, I'm telling you. And the light bulb for the Easy Bake Oven's on the way.
Oh, thank you, because like Alan said, I've been a wreck. I can't make my little cakes and, it's just a nightmare, I'm telling you. that is hilarious. So I want to play some more of your songs, because, people already say that they want to buy your CD. So let's give them some more here.
Sure, tell them to email us, and we'll get them tomorrow when we get home, and we'll get them taken care of.
Sounds good. Give us that email one last time for people.
The email to write us at is whitewolftexas@gmail.com. Just drop us a line, and we'll let you know how much they are and when we can get them sent out.
Awesome. There you go. And before we play your next song, Ain't Had a Rock in Ages, really quick, I want to say, Homie Baker in the chat room, I hope I'm saying that right, says, "Happy birthday tomorrow. Congrats on being on the show, and I have seen Tammy live twice, and she puts on an excellent show." Yeah.
Yes, she is the president of my fan club. Hi, homie.
I like it. Awesome. And I'm a little jealous that you got to see Tammy live twice. Okay, I'm hoping to see you at least, twice. I want to see you at least once. And
you're going to see me live from the hot tub.
Yes, let's do it.
Bring that wiener dog.
Yeah, let's do it.
Bring your wiener dog. We'll just make a big old dime of it.
I'm telling you, I'm getting ready. I'm telling you. So let's play. My dog's barking right now. I've heard you.
Ain't had a rock in ages.
Yes, ain't had a rock in ages, and we'll be right back. All right.
All righty.
All right. Here we go. Let's do it. Had a rock in ages. And that was Ain't Had a Rock in Ages by Tammy Carlisle, and we're back with her right now. So what I'm curious about, are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about as of right now? I mean, anything in the works or goals? What's going on?
What, Josie, we've currently got, you know, a few things in the works. We're trying to get some more shows set up and some different things. And currently, no CDs in the works, but, you know, hopefully here pretty soon we'll get started on another one. And, you know, I'm just waiting to see what happens next. That's, you know, pretty much what we're doing, just waiting to see what happens next and having fun doing it.
Yeah, as you said. Well, you know, anything that you put out or anything that you have going on, I'm going to be keeping a lookout and seeing it, so you don't have to worry about that.
Thank you so much.
Oh, yes, anytime. So now the last question we have for you, and then we'll have a couple more songs of yours that we're going to play later in the night, because I know that you have to go because you have a show tonight that we're catching, like,
yes,
right before it. Yeah, you're busy. You are keeping busy, and I appreciate you coming on the show, even with this hectic schedule. You know?
I wouldn't miss it for the world, Josie. I wouldn't have missed it for the world.
Thank you so much. So my last question here for you, and then you're going to rock that stage. Who have you met that has made the biggest impression on you and your career so far? That's a tough one, but... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's several. I'd have to say Johnny Cox, he's a steel guitar player. You know, he's really had an influence. And, of course, Tammy Thady, Hal Rugg. But ones I've met, yes, Johnny Cox, Riders in the Sky. Definitely got to meet the great Mr. Ray Price. And I'd have to say meeting Vern Gosden.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, meeting Vern Gosden in person at a Petro, now that has to be the wildest of all. You know, I met him at a Petro, and we sang together, you know, just sang a couple songs right there together, and it was really nice, you know. So
definitely,
those are the ones that's had an influence. But, you know, before we go, I just want to say, you know, for me, the country music and what I do, even though I do the classic style, it's about keeping the legacy of all the greats that have come before and are still here, you know, before us that are coming behind. And I'm trying to keep that legacy alive, because if everybody forgets and nobody plays the music, then the music and the legacy of the people that started all this, it'll die, and I don't want to let it die.
Right.
You know,
me
I'm
neither.
Trying to keep it alive.
Mm-hmm. So. Absolutely. That's what we do, and that's why we, you know, just appreciate everything that you do, because, I mean, that's what we're doing, too. We're trying to keep the traditional music, you know, still rocking strong. You know what I mean?
Keep it rocking out there and keep it going and keep it alive.
Yeah.
And, you know, we appreciate you playing it and having us on the show to help us keep it that way.
Anytime. I'm to leave you here. Augusta, Arkansas is proud of you, Homie Baker said.
Everybody in Augusta, and to my sweet mother and my two kids who are probably listening on the computer tonight. Hi, Mom. Hi, Chelsea.
Hey.
Hi, Todd. So, definitely. Josie, you're welcome here in Texas anytime at our house. Just come on.
I'm coming. I'm telling you. I am for sure. And I am so, so excited to be able to meet you here soon, because I am definitely coming. So I'm just going to say I'm excited to meet you. And you are amazing.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much. Have fun at your show tonight, all right? Break a leg, not literally.
We sure will, and I'll try not to, but I know what you mean. Thank you so much, and have a great time with Johnny Burnham. Have a good show with him, and I wish
him
the best.
Thank you so much. Chat with you soon, all right?
Yep.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Tammy Carlisle.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Awesome. And as I mentioned already, you know, we'll play a couple more songs of hers later in the night. So now, is my next guest here? All right. Awesome. I just got the thumbs up and the wave, which means we're ready to party. So everyone, please welcome my next guest, Johnny Branham, to the show. Yeah. Hello. Johnny, you there?
Yes, thank you.
Hello. There you are. Hi. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing great. Thank you. I've been looking forward to chatting with you tonight.
Yeah, same here. I was kind of looking forward to it, too.
Awesome. That's good. That's a good start. But I am beyond excited because we get to play some of your music and get to know you a little bit better. So let's start here. You know, when did you start making music? When did this all happen for you? Was it as a child?
This happened when I was probably about 7 or 8 years old.
Oh, wow. You start early.
That's been quite a while, yeah.
Ah, I love it. And what made you, you know, really want to get into this? I mean, what, you know, what kind of influenced you, you know?
Well, you know, as a young child, I don't know, you know, back then, you know, we watched a lot of movies. I mean, you know, this was like early 60s. And, my mother, she was a big Elvis fan, and she would watch the Elvis stuff. And, you know, he'd play a guitar and whatever, and I'd watch it. And my dad come home one night, and he brought a guitar, and he threw it on the bed, and I was in bed. And he goes, here, I brought you something. And I was like, well, the first guitar I got when he did that, I was probably about 4 and a half, 5 years old. And as I ran my fingers across the strings of it and heard it, I knew that's what I wanted to do, and I stuck with it ever since.
Oh, absolutely. That's a really, really awesome gift. Just getting handed a guitar. That's the way to go. Very nice. Another thing here that I really wanted to mention, I understand that you spent some time where we are now, in Chicago. So how different, I mean, I know the difference because I've been to Tennessee, I've been to Nashville, and it's amazing. But how different is it for you, you know, living in Chicago, being in Chicago, to now being in Nashville? Was that, you know, kind of a big leap for you, or what's going on?
Well, I tell you, Nashville is kind of new to me. It's probably about, you know, 2.5 years old to me. But I was born in Kentucky, and, of course, my parents separated, and I ended up, well, my mother moved to Chicago, and I was raised in Chicago, and I was, you know, learned to play blues and stuff like that as a kid growing up on the streets up there and this and that. And then I ended up moving to Ohio, and then I ended up actually moving down here. But there's quite a big change from all of it. I mean, it's just, you know, I've had several experiences, you know, I've been all over, and it's just, there's quite a difference. A lot of difference.
Big difference. Oh, I can understand. Because when we went to Tennessee, it's really, really cool because unlike, you know, Chicago, you know, I mean, it's amazing living in Chicago, don't get me wrong. But when you're in Tennessee, it's so funny. I mean, you can go to a store or something and just everyone, you know, has a talent. Like you can meet a songwriter just basically walking on the street, or, you know, someone plays a guitar. It's very musical, I should say. I love it.
There's so much talent here. It's just unbelievable, you know. And I'm just amazed at everybody I hear play, you know. I mean, they just, they're so good. They're so, you know, this seems like it's their life, you know.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. I am so happy to be here. I really love it here a lot.
Oh, man. Jealous. That's awesome. I love it. I definitely want to move there. So, I mean, one day. And now I have a caller here. Everyone, please welcome Don Caldwell. He wants to say a few words to you. So here we go, Don Caldwell from Keeping the Country. Hello, Don. You there?
Hey, Josie. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm on the phone here with Johnny Branham.
Yeah, he's awesome. First of all, I wanted to thank him for listening to me when I called him. He's a very good singer and very talented, and I love his music, and it was so nice of him to listen to me when I asked him to do the show. I really appreciate that, Johnny. You're very, very talented, and I love your music.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. I'm glad you did call me. I've just looked forward to this ever since.
Yeah, and I've looked forward to, I'm like Josie. I look forward to, you know, seeing some of the people that I've asked. I love every one of your shows, Josie. You're doing a great job. And, you know, like I said, I listen to them all the time, your special editions, and your regular shows are doing very good, and your radio station. So I'm very proud to call you my friend. So
thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, you do a very good job, and like I said, you know, you came down to Taylorville and did the show, and you did an awesome job, and I'm going to be sending you something in the mail Monday morning, okay?
Oh,
so,
thank you.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. It's a little bit late, but I'm getting old, and when you get old, you move slow, okay? So you'll find that out one of these days. So I'm going to let you go. I just wanted to say thank you to Johnny. I really do appreciate it, and Tammy Carlisle from before, I just didn't get in time. And she's a very awesome young lady, too. So I appreciate all the artists, whatever type of music they sing, different styles of country, that's fine. That's what nobody wants to listen to the same stuff all the time. So, you know, and your channel gives us a big variety. So thank you for having a great show. And thanks, Johnny, for being on the show. And thanks, Tina, for keeping Josie out of trouble.
Yes.
You're really right.
It's really not that hard. I'm good, girl.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, take care. And I appreciate all of you, okay? Take care.
Thank you so much, Don Caldwell. Oh, awesome, awesome. He's so wonderful, and I give him kudos because I believe he brought you to us.
Yeah, he did. He told me one day out of the blue, and I'm going, what is this? Anyway,
what?
He was just great. I really appreciate him a whole lot.
Awesome, awesome. Oh, me too. So now I want to talk a little bit about your music here, because we're about to play some of your songs. So first off, can you tell us a little bit about some of the music that you currently have, you know, out, or, you know, what people can be listening to now, where we could purchase it, all that good stuff.
Well, if you just Google my name, the way it's spelled, you can go online, you can find a lot of it there. And I was with Sonic Wave International for several years there, and they released a Someone's Watching album, which you have one of the songs I put in. And I've been with several record companies, you know, throughout the last 3 or 4 years here. And the last record company I was with, they just kind of went out. But I've got another album out. I haven't quite released all of it yet, some of the songs you have there with you, but the album has not been released. But I'm hoping to do that this summer. And also, I'm working on a new album this summer for a blues gospel.
Wow, you're keeping busy. You're putting out some great music for us fans, and we appreciate it. That's so cool.
I enjoy doing it. I write all my own stuff. You know, I do all my own guitar work, stuff like that. But I have a good time doing it. I started writing probably about 13 years ago.
Very, very nice. I am beyond excited because anything that you put out, we are definitely going to, you know, keep a look at, look on, you know, your pages and all that fun stuff to make sure that we don't miss anything.
Well, I hope you do.
Oh, yeah. And we'll promote it, too. So don't worry. You're a friend for life when you're on the Josie Show. So any new stuff you got on, just please let us know, and we'll promote the heck out of it for you. No problem.
Oh, wow. You're amazing.
Thank you. You, too. So I'm going to listen. Let's listen to some of your amazing music here. I know everyone is so excited. So first off, let's play your song Driving a Truck, and we'll be right back, okay? So
all
excited.
Right.
All right, let's get to it. Driving a Truck by Johnny Branham. We'll be right back to this moment. Here we go.
Well, there ain't no life in driving a truck. Going all the time and the pay is tough. I got a pretty little gal just waiting for me at home. Well, she don't like to be there alone. I wonder if she's doing me right or wrong. Man, driving this truck just like a country song. Well, my dispatcher says I gotta be on time. Gotta keep it slowed on down the line. DOT's on the side of the road. He wants to ride a ticket for my head alone. The boat bear's cruising in a police car, waiting for a chance to pull me over somewhere. Man driving his truck like a country song. Still master said I gotta pull around back. Gotta check the box to make sure I'm on track. Man, I wish somebody would just give me some slack. Rain, sleet, and a blow of snow. Dispatcher said the load's gotta go. Man driving his truck just like a country song. Well, my dispatcher said I gotta be on time. Gotta get the load on down the line. DOT's on the side of the road. We want to ride a ticket for my head. The smoke is barely cruising in his police car, waiting for a chance to pick the old freeway man down on the trip. Just like a country song.
Branham, and we're back with him right now. I love it. That is such a kicking song. I mean, I love the beat to it. It's well written. I love it.
I appreciate that. I really do. That's one of my favorites off the other album that's coming out that I haven't released yet.
That
song went, I think, on the indie charts this year. It was number 23, I think it was.
Oh, that is so, so cool. I love it. And it's so amazing. And also, of course, people, like I always say, Google is our friend, so just type in Johnny Branham. But where can listeners go to purchase your music? I mean, is there, an iTunes and all that fun stuff? Where can we find it?
iTunes, just about, if we don't want to say Google, they can find it all over. But they'll find it. It's national. You'll find it all over. Actually, I haven't released the album yet for that song. But hoping to do that this summer yet also. I'm working on some things that I've been working on, and hoping if I get it done, everything will go good with it.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Definitely. So, everyone, it's very easy, those online things like that, iTunes, it's always good. So just type in his name and Johnny Branham, and you'll get it. You'll get it. Very easy. I want to mention.
Oh, yeah. They spell it right.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. J-O-H-N-N-I-E. Make sure you got that. Johnny Branham, B-R-A-N-H-A-M. There. I panicked. I'm like, there's the name.
Correct. A lot of people try to do it. They put in J-O-H-N-N-Y, and then they never get the last name spelled right. So.
I could see how people could, mess that up. So let's make sure you guys spell it right and do it. Very, very cool. But now I want to, if I understand correctly, I thought this was beyond cool, so I have to ask you about it. That you've had a guitar named after you, is that true? Did I get that right?
I endorse crossover guitars, custom guitars. I've done that ever since I won the awards out in Branson, '03. I've endorsed their guitar ever since then, and I do.
Oh, wow. That is so, so cool. That's so cool. Wow. And also here, I want to, before we get into some fun questions here, I love my fun questions, let's play your next song here, See That Smile, and we'll be right back, okay? I love this song.
Oh, I do too. That's a great one.
It is. I am beyond excited. Here we go. See That Smile by Johnny Branham, and we'll be right back with him with some more fun questions. Stay tuned. Here we go.
My heart.
that's mine. She's my pretty girl. That's my
And that was See That Smile. I love that song so much, by Johnny Burnham. And we're back with him right now. So as promised, I have some fun questions here for you.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. So first off, I want to mention some things that you do for fun when you're not working on your music, because I understand that you are a martial arts instructor and a horse trainer. And, I mean, just what do you like to do when you're not working on your music?
Well,
wow.
I used to be a martial arts instructor, and I haven't had a chance to do it for a while. I've been so busy doing other things. Work a lot. I haven't really done a whole lot with anything other than, you know, I wrote a little bit. You know, and I like to sit down and pick while. I got some guys here in Nashville that I pick with a little bit, and they do a great job. And I got a lot of friends here at Blaine that once in a while I go out and watch them. And I just kind of enjoy life, basically.
Oh yeah, you do a lot of fun things when you're not working on music. But of course, music is your soul, so I mean, don't get away from that.
Right? Yeah. Well, you know, I like to get out and I like to go sightsee. I like to go in the mountains,
you know,
for a little drive around. You know, I just kind of enjoy the scenery. You know, I'm still learning Nashville. I don't know a whole lot about it yet, but
right.
I'm still learning my way around pretty good. I'm doing all right with it.
Oh yeah, you'll get used to it. You got this. but that is so cool. You're an outdoorsy person. I like that. That's very awesome.
I am an outdoors person, you know, and there's so much here in Nashville that you can do and you can see and places you like to go. I like to go to flea markets, you know, or
mm-hmm.
like car shows, or you know. I'm not a big sports car fan. I like, you know, I got a nice sports car. I like it real well. I put a lot of time in that when it's nice out, you know.
Yeah.
But stuff like that, you know. And then my kids, you know, they come and visit me sometimes in the summer, and they'll, you know, mm-hmm. look out and do stuff. They love going to Nashville, and, you know, then we kind of splurge for a while there, and it's fun.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like you have a lot of fun. I mean, you do a lot of different things, which you have to. You got to keep a, you know, fun little mix of things, you know, music and then, you know, car shows and all that fun stuff that you do. And just, I mean, the mountain, you know, doing that stuff. I mean, you got to have a nice variety of things. And you do.
Yeah,
you have a nice mix. Yeah. Another fun question here for you. Who have you met that has made the biggest impression on you in your career? It could be a songwriter, a fellow artist, or, you know, behind the scenes. I mean, who have you met that has made just the biggest impression?
You know, I say, you know, as growing up, you know, I was a big hee-haw fan. You know, I mean, my mother watched it all the time, and I was kind of
mm-hmm.
forced to watch it. But I liked it anyway, but
yeah.
I, I watched Rory Clark a whole lot, you know, and when I was growing up, but I would sit in front of the TV and I would try to play my guitar like he did. And of course, it never happened. But I got a special guest at his show back in when I was branching, winning the awards and receiving them. And I got to meet him in person, and it's been a little bit of time with him and talk to him and stuff like that. And, he says to me, he goes, what'd you learn to play? I said, by watching you. He gave me this funny look. He goes, could you find a better teacher than me? I said, I don't think there was one at that time. He goes, such a super, super nice person. I mean, I just think the world of him. He's just awesome.
Oh, that's so, so cool. That is funny. He sounds like a fun guy, you know?
Yeah. And I did a show years ago. I was doing a house gig up in Ohio at a big place. We had Ernest Tuck come in. And I did a show with him, and he fell in love with my wife at the time when I was married. But he was a super nice guy, too. But yeah, he wanted to kiss my wife. Yeah, but of course, she let him kiss her on the cheek, you know. But he was a super guy. We just had a blast with him.
Awesome. Sounds like blast. That's so, so cool. I love that question. That question's sometimes a little bit hard because, you know, when you meet great people, it's kind of hard to narrow down. But that's a good one. Good answer. But another fun one, while you're performing, you know, doing a live performance, you know, what have you ever had any kind of an embarrassing moment that you could tell us about? Anything that just did not go as planned? I mean, when you're live, things just do not go as planned. So did you ever have a moment?
Yes. I think every artist has. One of the craziest things, I guess, that happened to me, you know, when I was younger, I used to be an Elvis impersonator, and I would do a lot of this stuff. And I just got married to my second wife there, and my father played steel guitar for me.
Aww.
And there was about 10 girls come up, and they tried to pull me off stage, and they wanted to rip my shirt off of me. And he got
wow.
so mad. I mean, his face was so red. The lights didn't make any difference what it looked like, but that embarrassed me quite a bit, but it was kind of flattering a little bit, too. But, there's been a lot of incidents where it was just crazy out there, you know, and just things happen, you know, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Right. I mean, when you're live, I mean, what can you do? I mean, you just got to, you know, smile and wave and, you know, just try to continue singing and stuff, but you probably handled it very professionally, so no big deal, but that's funny.
It worked out really good. And we was out in Michigan playing one night up there, and this girl was playing at a casino up there, and this girl comes up, and she's trying to get me to dance with her. I said, no, I can't dance. I gotta be up here playing. And she threw the office fit ever was, you know. And we had a time with her, and I had to go over and sit and talk to her for a little bit to kind of calm her down. And I told her, I said, look, I said, I'm married. I said, I don't do this, you know. And the guy in the band looked at me and shook her head. They said, I don't believe this. I said, yeah, I just can't do this, you know. And she looked at me and she goes, well, your wife is one lucky woman. She goes, I know that. She goes, any other guy would have just went out whatever. And I said, no, I said, not me. And I was pretty good. It was kind of, there's a bunch of times I just didn't care for it. But, you know, you get
right.
through it.
Yeah, you get through it. I mean, you know, just you just continue. But wow, that's, you know, that's funny. I mean, things like that happen. I mean, when people get excited about a show, I mean, Lord, that's crazy. That's
it gets
crazy.
Scary. It gets a little scary sometimes out there.
It does.
So.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. But thank you for sharing those with us, because I mean, people. You know, people always think, you know, you just go on there and, you know, nothing really else happens. You just do your thing and then get off. But, I mean, you know, things happen when you're live that you just cannot control. And it's, you know, it gets,
you know,
crazy sometimes.
It is. You know, Jesse, I tell you, you know, the last few years I was out touring, I had so much musicians. And I got to the point where I told the record company, I said, I don't want a band. I said, you hire a band, I'll go do my show. I don't even want to know their name, and I'll leave and go to my room or wherever I got to go to the next show. I said, I don't want a band. We had a big argument
right.
about that for quite a while. But they got, you know, you put up with all the, you know, stuff out there, you know, all the musicians, you get musicians that can really, they can try you, you know, and it's just
yeah.
tough. And when he does
yeah.
that, it's no longer fun no more, you know. And so I'm really careful now about what I do as far as band-wise to tour
mm-hmm.
with. I mean, for local bands, you know, I can play with anybody. But for touring, I'm really particular about, you know, who I'm with and what kind of, you know, and, you know, and the personalities they have.
Definitely. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you live and learn, and now, you know, you're careful, which is always important, you know. You do. You do your thing. You're good.
Oh, yeah. I've got enough years. You know, I know what I'm looking for, you know, and I know what I want to do.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, yeah, you're awesome. You do your thing. You're a great, great guy and great performer. And, you know, I one of these days I have to see you perform live. One of these days I have to because, I mean, I just, I need to meet you. Just saying. I would love
to
meet you. That'd be awesome. Let's do it. Love it. And I want to get to this because I just got basically the wave down from my producer that we have a surprise caller for you. So that's very exciting. So let's put on your surprise caller right now. Let's do it. Hello? Surprise
Hello,
caller?
Josie.
Hello?
Josie, what are you doing, girl?
I am doing good. Hey, what's up?
This is Charlie Ammerman that owns Pretty World Records.
Oh, hey. Hello. How are you?
Well, you know, you was on my Facebook, and I kept checking you and checking you out and everything, and I happened to be in the office tonight doing some stuff, and I saw it pop up, and I said, I'm going to check in with her and just see what's going on.
Oh, wow. You know, I'm so, so excited that you got to, you know, I mean, took the time to call in and, you know, say hi. That's amazing. Ah, that's so, so cool.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit, you know, about yourself? I mean, we have Johnny Branham here with you, here with us. If you'd like to, you know, say
Johnny,
something to
him.
Johnny,
how you doing, son? Oh, I heard just a little bit of it. I couldn't get in the chat room because I'm too dumb. But anyhow, you know, on the label, you know, we're traditional country, and I started the label for Wynn Stewart years ago. I managed Wynn for years, and Johnny Paycheck, George Jones, and
mm-hmm.
Bobby Helms, and a bunch of them, and they've all been on the label and still on the label. And but anyhow, Myra Rowland, I was talking to your producer about Myra Rowland, and I just signed Myra to the label, and Robin
mm-hmm.
Young, and you know, we've had a lot of stuff going on, and she said, well, we had Myra on. I said, well, that is great, you know.
That's awesome. That's you've had a lot of great, great people and still have amazing, amazing, great people. I mean, including Johnny here.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
I
mean? Yeah.
Yeah,
and I hated to interrupt you, but she said, I'll put you on. And I said, okay, I'm going to go on because I was too dumb to get in the chat room. So I said,
that
I'll
chat room is crazy. I have to admit,
yeah.
I sometimes get kicked out of my own chat room. So I'm
really?
Who knows? Let's be honest. It's a little,
yeah,
it has a mind of its own.
Yeah,
I'm
Bill Mack talked me in about 8 years ago. Bill Mack talked me into doing a deal on Original Country Radio Network out of Fort Worth, Texas, and I done a 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. show for about a year and a half, and got wore completely out, you know, on it. And I'd have 3, 4, 5 artists every night calling in and doing things. And on Freddie Hart's birthday, we had 38 artists call in. Well, it's just, but anyhow, it's great to see what you're doing, Josie. It really is, and I appreciate you a lot, girl. And
thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time to call into our show and talk to little old me.
Oh, you're doing great, girl. You're doing great. I heard just a little bit before I talked to your producer, but anyhow,
yes.
it was great, and you're doing a great job, and I'm very proud of you, lady.
Oh, thank you so, so much. And thank you so much for calling in. And I'm looking forward to the next time we chat because, I mean, we have all those social networking sites, so it won't be too hard.
No, and we need to get Freddie Hart and Claude Gray and some of them on with you there. And Robin Young, he's hotter than a firecracker, Farron's boy that's on the label.
Yes.
I'll get him on with you and one of these days and stuff. And just hit me up on Facebook, and sometimes I get on there every two or three days or whatever when I have a chance. But anyhow.
Will do.
Yeah. you knew that Jack Green had died about a week ago. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, I went over and done the service on Wednesday at the Ryman. And,
wow.
Had to get up and speak, and it was the hardest thing I think I ever done in my life. And
I can imagine. Oh my gosh!
And you know, I never had a problem speaking in front of an audience before, but I started to cry. And Keith Bilbrey put his arm around me and he said, "Don't worry about it. Just cry away. Nobody will care." You know.
Right.
And then I had to follow Gene Watson, which is worse. You know.
Right. I mean, I can imagine you are not the only one that was crying. The first time I heard the news online,
Lauren Morgan,
I was like,
Gene, and Garth Brooks was there, and Garth came up and hugged my neck, and he was crying too, you know. And it was a tough night. But anyhow, Josie, I'm proud of you, girl. Keep it going, will you?
I will. Thank you so much for chatting with us, and I'll talk to you on Facebook for sure.
Okay, and go to prettyworldrecords.com anytime you want to, and you can get to me through there or whatever, and call me or whatever, and we'll schedule some stuff, okay?
Sounds good.
All right,
Pretty
I'm
World
proud
Records.
Of you, girl. Okay.
Thank you so much. Chat
right,
with you soon, all right?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Awesome. That was so much fun getting a little surprise caller. Very, very cool. So yeah, you're on Pretty World Records too, right, Johnny?
No, I'm not, no.
Oh, you're not? Oh.
Well, my record company
just thought you were.
No, my record company just closed up here a while back.
Oh really? Oh, sorry. My producer got it mixed up. Sorry about that.
We're gonna get you on there.
It's all good. I know, that's funny. That's funny. But very, very cool that we had that little surprise, little thing here. So now I also, I want to just put on one more song that we have of yours here. Johnny Branham, your song, Someone's Watching. And we'll be right back, okay? I'm so excited.
All right,
let's do it. Someone's Watching by Johnny Branham, and we'll be right back. And that one, Someone's Watching by Johnny Branham, and we're back with him right now. So last question here that we have for you before we run out of time and get cut off, which would not be cool. we were wondering, do you have any upcoming performances planned where fans can see you or anything, you know, anything coming up that you can tell us about?
I'm going to be up in Ohio. They're scheduled some stuff for me in Ohio this summer. They just mm-hmm. kind of have to watch Facebook there, and they'll see where it's on there.
Awesome.
And yeah, they'll post it up there when it gets up there. But, yeah, I'll be up in Ohio this summer, maybe down in Alabama for a little bit.
Awesome. That sounds so, so cool. So everyone that's, you know, near there, make sure you check out his check out Johnny Branham, J-O-H-N-N-I-E, Branham, B-R-A-N-H-A-M. Make sure you spell it correctly so you get the right guy. But, and then you can check all of his dates and stuff so you can see him live. And please take pictures so I could, you know, see them. I'm weird like that. Anyway, but I just want to say a big, big thank you so, so much for coming on the show and taking the time to chat with me. And you're an incredible guy, and I'm so, so excited I got to play your music. And please let us know when any new stuff that, you know, you have coming, it may be, I would love to promote it for you.
Okay.
All right?
I sure will do that. I appreciate you guys so much, and I'll keep in touch with you. Keep listening. I'm excited
about it. Oh, yeah. Sounds good. I am so, so excited for the next time we chat. And thank you so much, Johnny Branham, everyone. And we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Sounds good, Josie.
Sounds good. Have a great rest of your night.
You too.
Thank you. Awesome. Check him out, Johnny Branham. Remember to Google his name and stuff, and you can find everything on him. I mean, Google's our friend, so just make sure you do that. You can find all of his links. So, yeah, and I really want to bring on my producer because she knows what's going to happen next because she always surprises me with songs and stuff. So I don't know. What am I going to be listening to?
We love our live shows because
we
it
do.
Is one surprise after the next.
It is. I mean, you never know who's going to call
sometimes
in.
Sometimes confusion. Sometimes surprises.
Sometimes mostly Josie confusion.
Confusion. It's okay because it's a live show and that's, you know.
Never
know.
You
know, before we started the show, I believe that you even told everybody that, you know.
That's why I say the disclaimer. This is live. Anything can happen.
That's right. Well, we got some fantastic guests on tonight. Tammy Carlisle, and then we had Johnny Branham on, and they are absolutely outstanding. Great,
mm-hmm.
great musical talent. So we are really, really excited.
Excited.
And you know, yeah, we're exciting. We are
exciting
too. Think about it. We really are. Yeah.
We try to be.
we do our best with being exciting, and you know what? I think we seem to manage that every time for some reason.
Hopefully.
So, that's for sure. So, you know what? We are lucky enough here. We've got a few more things going tonight. We have got the worldwide debut premiere of Tim Garman's new song, Chicago Country Girl.
Yes.
So we're excited. We're going to get to that here in just a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But we did have a little bit more music because everybody's asking. We did have a little bit more music here from Tammy Carlisle. So
yes, we did.
Yeah, I wanted to get on a couple more songs of hers, and then it is world debut premiere time of Tim Garman's song. So let's go ahead. Let me look at my little list here because I believe we have The Cowgirl in Me by Tammy Carlisle. So we're going to play that one first because I am all about that right now. So here we go. Let's put that on right now.
I wasn't looking for romance. I was in the mood for solitude, watching all the others dance. The one tequila late through, and I begin to see that you bring out the cowgirl in me. You bring out the cowgirl in me. In me. I just wanna shoot
Bonnie Carlisle.
Uh-huh. And The Cowgirl in Me. That's
mm-hmm.
an awesome song. We've got one more here by Tammy Carlisle tonight. Let's play A Bible and a Six Pack, and we'll be right back. Make fun of my cowbell skills, first off, okay? Still practicing, all right? Okay, here we go. Oh, that's much better than the drums. Yep,
and
yep, yep. Mm-hmm.
The premiere.
That's right, the world premiere, the debut tonight of Tim Garman's new song, Chicago Country Girl. We're going to bring it to you right now. We thank Tim Garman so much for thinking
so
of
much.
Us country girls that live someplace other than in the South. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, it's a great song. Here we go. Chicago Country Girl, Tim Garman, right now.
That's Tim Garman. Here we go.
Thank you.
Get another surprise. That's Tim Garvin's song, Chicago Country Girl, and I love it. Thank you so, so much. So beautiful. And now I believe we're going to be bringing on Tim Garvin here.
You know what? I see Mr. Tim Garvin on the switchboard. So
yes.
I don't know if he knows we're bringing him on, but we're bringing him on.
okay. Hopefully.
Because, you know, hey, tonight's been a surprise night. We are just
going
to keep that rolling.
Keep
That's
going.
What I say.
All good.
Mm-hmm.
All good.
All right, let me see if I can get his mic on here. Let's give him a little surprise. Hello, Tim, are you there?
I'm here. Hello.
Tim, you are live on the air. There's your warning, just in case.
Yes. But we loved it. Thank you so much for that wonderful, wonderful song.
Well, thank you very much. I enjoyed writing it, and I want to thank y'all for, you know, putting it on the air, and I appreciate everything.
Anytime. Anytime. Do you think that song's going to be available, you know, for purchase, or do you think, what would you like to, you know, do with that song? Because I love it.
Well, I actually have it ready on CD, baby, to probably come out either tomorrow or the next day or maybe Monday. And anyway, I got all the paperwork done on it and everything, and it's ready to go. And I'm also going to put it on AirPlay Direct and get it going there.
Wow.
Awesome. And it's actually going to hit our station tonight. It'll hit our radio station tonight, so it'll be on Josie's Country Blast tonight.
Beautiful. So, I mean, that song's going to totally rock because, I mean, who doesn't like, you know, a song about, you know, there are country girls in Chicago? I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, just saying.
Well, I appreciate it, and I enjoyed writing that, and thank y'all for everything you do.
Oh, anytime. Thank you so, so much, Tim Garvin. You're always a treat, and we have to have you back on the show one of these days because, I mean, you're just so much fun to talk to, always. You know?
I enjoy the show and being in the chat room, and I'll get off here, and I appreciate it, and I'll talk to y'all girls later.
Oh, no. All right. Sounds
okay.
Good.
Thanks for writing the song, Tim. You did a great job.
You did. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was Tim Garvin, the writer, singer, creator of Chicago Country Girl. And it's amazing. And it's on CD Baby, so check it out. So now I want to get through announcements here. A few things that I want to mention. We have 7 special edition episodes up now. To check them out, please go to our website, josieshow.com. Same place as, you know, when we're live, Josie Show. Click on the special editions tab. You can check out our episodes with Aaron Tippin, Glenn Douglas Pub. Yes?
Guess what?
What?
I'm surprised.
I'm scared. What?
Josie's Country Blast Radio is now ranked number 3 in Hot Country Radio.
Woo! How does that even happen? in.
Yeah, we posted that up a while ago. We were so excited.
We were so excited. I know.
Every week, anytime there's a screw up in one of our live shows, we go up in our ratings.
I believe so. We're going to be number two, you know, by tonight. So, you know what? Look forward to it.
We might be number one
after this one. This was an interesting.
It's
been a crazy show. But awesome, awesome. Very, very cool. Number three. But let's see here. Where was I? I'm sorry. I'm just all over the place today because there's so many great news coming.
Josie?
You know. Yes.
Guess what?
What? Oh, my gosh.
I just put a new light bulb in your Easy Bake Oven.
You're awesome. Oh, my gosh. Amazing. Amazing. Thank you,
The problem is it's a 150-watt light bulb, so the oven itself is going to melt, but your cupcakes are going to come out perfect.
That's amazing. I need one of those. I used to have one, but I think we had to throw it away because it was, you know, messy. But anyway, JosieShow.com, click on the special editions tab. You can check out our episodes, Aaron Tippin, Glenn Douglas Tubb, David Church, Eric Lee Bedingfield, Ray Price, The Tribute Show, and our Ray Price full interview with Mr. Ray Price himself and Justin Trevino. And also, want to know how to advertise to sponsor The Josie Show and Josie's Country Blast Radio? Then please call 331-442-5833. Or email our station manager, Tina, at Tina, T-I-N-A, at JosieShow.com. We have introductory rates right now with, you know, the startup of our new station, so there was never a better time to spend your advertisement dollars on radio. So check it out. Make sure you do that. And also our VIP membership is up there. Click on the Josie Show VIP membership tab for all the deets. Artists, join now. Additional benefits constantly coming. You get benefits from the Josie Show as well as Josie's Country Blast Radio. So two shows with my name on it. Always good time. Anyway, I'm crazy. Anyway, also our radio station launch, as you guys know, was this past February, February 9th, my birthday, and we could be heard at josiescountryblastradio.com. Live 365, Roku, TiVo, and your smartphone devices such as iPhones and Droids by downloading the free Live 365 app. I already have the app. I listen to it. I'm a preset on my own show. That's weird. Anyway, yeah. And our Josie's Country Blast Radio page on Facebook and even right here at josieshow.com. You can check it out live. And when we're not live with the Josie Show on josieshow.com, we also, have it streamed, Josie's Country Blast Radio, through that too. Also, I want to mention we'll be playing a mix of new and classic country music, music from signed and unsigned artists, and the top 30 Billboard chart-topping music. We even have some good old Texas dancehall music. You know you love it. So make sure you tune us in at work and on the go. And we're very excited because, as Alan mentioned, we ranked number 3 on Live 365 in the country genres for stations. And it's also competing with FM stations that stream through Live 365. So we're very, very proud and excited, and we wouldn't have been able to do it without all of you. So thank you so, so much for listening. And also at Josie's Country Blast Radio, we'll start a giveaway Tuesday. On Tuesday, April 2nd, we're going to start there, and then it'll be every Tuesday. We'll give away. So on Tuesday, when you hear Jenny Carr's song, Don't Throw That Dog a Bone, play, be the first to text in to 331-442-5833 and win a fun fan pack from Jenny Carr, and it's going to be awesome. There will be many chances to win throughout the day, so keep us tuned in all day long for your chance to win. So that's awesome. I'm so excited about it. We've been getting great, great things sent to us in our P.O. box by all these great, great artists, so they're going to be on a Tuesday for our giveaway. I like it. Tuesday giveaway. Giveaway Tuesday. Next week, joining us on the Josie Show will be Jenny Carr, Larry J. Massey, and Vernon Oxford. And so that's going to be very exciting. And on Monday, April 8th, we will bring you Bill Green on the Josie Show special edition. So you can tune into that right here at 7 p.m. Central Time Zone at josieshow.com for our Josie Show special edition. Thank you guys so, so much for tuning in to the Josie Show. I had a blast with you guys. I hope you guys did too. We had such great, great artists on the show today. Tammy Carlisle is always a delight. And also Johnny Branham, who is also so, so amazing and such a great, great guy. So please check both of them out. I can't even talk anymore. Check both of them out. And I think I'm done with announcements. So that's good. That's good. I got it all. Thank you all so, so much, and talk to you guys next time, next Friday. Bye, guys.